Both were attracted to going to Moya because it was very fertile land and opportunity for great wealth. So Rabbi Chaim says that the Yetzirah is one's worst enemy. Others say you are your worst enemy, but they mean that. Obviously Yetzirah is great, but everybody has his, sometimes could be a friend that could be the worst enemy. If you have a friend, if you're in an argument with somebody and someone comes up to you and tries to protect you, he's your worst enemy. So he's just enforcing you to continue the argument. He tells you maybe the other side is right, then he may be a friend. So one of the names that Chazal called the Yetzer is a Soinek. Because somebody's out to get you. It brings a mushroom. The person got a position by a wealthy person to oversee his possession and got a very nice salary for it. The Soinek of his person was not happy with his enemy getting the position. So he told the wealthy person, you know, all your nechotim are managing pretty well. Just you have one nechotim which you're not making profit on. It's kedai to put this person over there, so you should start making profit out of that nechotim. Everything else will manage. And the gvir liked the idea, and he took this guy from his original job that was getting 100 rubles a month to a job that was getting only 20 rubles a month. Just watching over this nechotim. But the guy took the job, he had no choice. And after a period of time, the Soinek once again thinks to himself, what did I do over here? Let this guy get 20 rubles. So he went to the Gvir and he tells him, this guy's not doing a good job. He says all kind of Lashon Hara, Mati Shemra, until he fires him. Oh, now the Soinek is happy, he has nothing. He says, that's the way Yetzer Hara, our great Soinek, is. He sees the person's Yer Shemayim, Yer Elikim, as in the kind of Torah, thinks that he could pray for the Torah mitzvah. That's the essence, if we think of it, the greatest profit one can make. Olam Haba is a Revach Nitzvi, eternal. So what does the Yetzirah do? He convinces him that he should involve himself in only the small stuff, Olam Haza, become wealthy. All the wealth in Olam Haza is nothing compared to Olam Haba. But that's the way the Seder does. He gets his person, instead of making tremendous profits, to make a little profit of go for wealth in this world. He's not satisfied with that. Okay, good enough. The status, he just has Olam Haza and Olam Haba. But then when he sees that, he's still being shamed to miss his properly, so in economy he's doing less Olam Haba. He's still getting scar, then he convinces him to do wrong things with his wealth and not give it out properly. And then he's left with nothing. Yeah. So that's what happened to Lot. He took Kulay Mashke. The Yetzer told him, oh, leave Avram Avinu. You get much more wealthy if you go to Sodom and Gomorrah. And to the end, he was told him, oh, Gal Nafshecho. Try to save your life. Not even any of the wealth he had is going to remain. Everything was destroyed. So we have to take advantage of opportunities. We have every second of our life another opportunity. Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, we have a good time. Take an opportunity to visit the Torah. So.